Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America, and my name is Crayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is July 24, 2015, and I'm excited. Once again, we have a great episode for you today, and it's Mr. Dennis Price, who's the director of Optimum Performance Center. How are you doing, Mr. Price?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I was so excited to have you on the show. And today we'll be discussing the mental transition that needs to take place from employee to employer. Mr. Dennis is a specialist in stress response area of mind, body, and medicine. He has an extensive background in physical medicine from nutritional biochemistry, emergency medicine, neuromuscular therapy, corrective exercise, and breathing. Dennis's background on the mind side of the matrix is years of experience as a mental health technician in various facilities, an extensive practice in the areas of hypnosis and NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. He has been a trainer with Anthony Robbins since 1993 and maintains a practice assisting those with stress and pain to regain a calm mind and a healthy body so that their business and personal life decisions are made easily and with confidence. So we are honored to have someone with such great experience, and of course, working with the world-famous Anthony Robbins on the show today. And I'm also excited to say as well, not only is he has done all these things, but I'm also excited to call him a business partner, as he's one of the business coaches for Power Pack Success Coaching Tour 2015, and we are having our first stop in Fort Lauderdale, October 24, 2015. But we'll get to that later in the interview. So, Mr. Dennis, tell us your experience. How did you get on this journey of becoming an entrepreneur?
Well, it's interesting because that transition is what we'll talk about today. And the mindset involved is really what happened, how it happened with me. I was a paramedic. I had a civil service job, you know, a fire department. I got my degree in emergency medicine. I was teaching in hospitals. And working in the emergency room, teaching at the community college, I should say, working in emergency rooms. And, you know, I had a pension building up and things, but there was something that just was nagging. There was something more I wanted. And I studied this muscular therapy with body work, and I had a chance to teach it. I had, it just doesn't make sense to quit my job. Work from home, well, that's scary. The mindset was fear about leaving the security. Well, if I hurt my arm, then, I got sick days to work in the department. I had this, so to work with myself. And interestingly, I've looked at a lot of viewpoints and philosophies in life, and now I'm proud to say that I'm a Christian, and that's my belief system. And I looked at a lot of things to see how they're effective. I studied an apprentice with Sun Bear, a Native American Indian man, for 7 years. And in a vision quest, now I did it differently than they do, I was fasting in the desert, fasting and praying, which Jesus and Moses and many of the Elijah, different spiritual people did that to get in creation with the Creator. And when I walked out of the desert in Death Valley in Arizona, California border, or Nevada, California border, walked out of there and I quit my paramedic job and started my own business, help people get their, between their mind and body, to move forward and do things with their life.
Wow. Now, on that journey, what was going through your mind as you had this experience? Because most of the people that I've come in contact with that go from the employee to entrepreneur, either something happens or something just clicks in them. Like, what was the mental process? Was there any emotions? Was it an easy transition for you? Like, how did you grasp that concept besides having this awesome experience, a religious, Jesus-like moment in the wilderness?
Well, actually, that's the key. Is usually decisions happen in a moment, Fiola. We either decide or we don't. And people say it takes so long, this decision actually took so long to debate back and forth, but then it only takes a moment to make a decision. Mm. And then part of it is the question, what am I doing in the meantime? If what I focus on, this is part of the mental, the mindset that's important. If I focus on all the possibilities of things that could go wrong, if I don't have insurance, if I don't have a steady income yet, if I don't have certain things, if I focus on all that, whether it's in a relationship I'm considering, whether it's in a job a new job or going from employee to entrepreneur, if I focus on that, then I'm going to be real hesitant and I probably won't, pull the trigger, so to speak. I won't actually do the deed and make that move. If I focus more on, now all that could be true, and it's prudent, those things as part of good planning, strategic planning, but to look at that only and focus on that is a key thing. So one of the advantages of getting alone in nature, even the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. And in stillness, we get insight and we can be clear rather than rushing around from one thing to another. I'm going to one of Tony Robbins events and I'm jumping up and down there and I'm all excited and I'm in a productive or excited state of mind. But is that the way my real life always operates? And so to be in a calm place that I don't have other things distracting me, allowed me, in that case, a state of mind that I could make the decision, and I walked feeling completely confident.
Wow. Now, as you journey into entrepreneurship, what was your first adventure, so to speak?
First adventure with some ups and downs was I opened my own office,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it was doing... For example, this is where part of my system that I offer, the five steps to lasting change,
mm-hmm.
Is that I was treating people with physical pain, neuromuscular therapy, an advanced approach to, I guess you'd say, massage. I was doing that, and I could get a lot of people better, but I didn't know how to work them. I had really built up some practice enough that I had that, which is one of the principles I often believe in. Either you have the funds to maintain, or you don't have to quit your job to become an entrepreneur. You can gradually build your entrepreneurial business, your own business, supporting you well enough that when you quit your job and have more time, you know you can make up the difference. So transition can be an important thing. And for me, it was a total life transition because
mm-hmm.
so it affected just me, not another part of the family. But at that time, it was, there's a lot of life issues around that to think about, the time that I had and commitments. So it goes into one of the principles that the seven principles to live by for life work. And we mentioned this the other day, actually, was cause and effect. And a lot of people think of the idea of, you do things and it produces results. And you have to be careful what you do. We know what goes around comes around. What you reap, you sow. There's a lot of ways of saying that. That cause and effect is one of the rules of the universe, the way God set things up. And it's interesting, though, there's a deeper level of looking at cause and effect where do I live at the effect of the economy? Do I live at the effect of my employer? When you're an employee, you're at the effect of the employer. When you're an entrepreneur, that's a step. You're moving to the other side of that equation. You move to the cause, where I have to cause things to happen. I don't just do my job that I'm told. I have to make decisions about what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also have freedom to make those decisions. And it's a very empowering thing to be on the cause side of that relationship where I actually can make decisions. And then with that freedom also comes great responsibility.
And, it is an awesome thing because as my story was, being in healthcare and then because of the economic crash, God gave me the opportunity to reinvent myself and actually dig in deeper to say that I have more to give to the world than being a healthcare provider. But for me, I think that, and even grew up around a lot of entrepreneurs and kind of knew the entrepreneurship life or journey, but not realizing it can be emotionally draining beyond being an employer or being an employee because you're dealing with everything. You have to make the decisions. You don't work, you don't get paid. If if something happens, it's all on you. There's not someone else you can really rely on, even if you have a team, because you are the one leading it. So, the stress behind it. How did you overcome, if you had stress or if people have stress on this journey, what advice would you give them to help them cope with your expertise and background and understanding that entrepreneurship is a great experience? I enjoy what I'm doing now, but there is that stress component. And it can be overwhelming, and sometimes people will have the misnomer that, I thought being an entrepreneur would be so much freedom, I can live life on my own terms, but you still have to put the work in order to reach that goal that you're seeking, to live life on your own terms, to be able to make those decisions that would help your business, to give you all the things you were seeking that you really necessarily could not get as an employee.
Absolutely. And you're exactly right, Phil. And part of that comes, there comes a time where you have to develop, some personal characteristics. Some people naturally have these, and some you have to develop if you're going to be a successful entrepreneur. And one of those is some discipline, where you have habits that you establish. You condition mm-hmm. new patterns, mm-hmm. Some of the things that are out of balance. Two of the key things I would say are, when I go back to, I say there's six primary areas of life we need to manage.
Mm-hmm.
And any of your listeners that are listening, that those six areas are physical, which is the physical body you live in, and the physical environment you live in, like your home, your office, or your transportation. So physical, then mental is our thinking, the knowledge we have about things, our thinking process, decision-making strategies, what we focus on. So physical, mental, emotional is the third, and which emotions we have, and that's a big key to your answer here, how we feel about things. And if we get down or depressed or upset or frustrated or overwhelmed, then that's kind of my forte, is taking entrepreneurs and executives that are stressed to the point that they're overwhelmed or frustrated and sometimes even in pain, and then help them have a calm mind and a healthy body so that they can make decisions effectively. So the physical, mental, the emotional is the third area, and that's kind of the internal part. Those top three are, that's managing me, my mind, my body, my emotions. Then the other three are social, which is all of our relationships, how we relate to other people. Then spiritual, which is a religious practice and or all the other ways that God made us in his image, that we're different than the animals. We have values. We can make decisions to change. We don't have to just follow a routine every day. And so there's social, spiritual, and then financial, which is usually related to career. And that's kind of what we're talking about, the career and financial. The stresses are, as you've said about entrepreneurship, many people, they haven't figured or counted the cost, so they didn't have enough funds, the funding to maintain that first year or two to make sure the business gets off the ground. So that can be frustrating. But one of the key principles of mindset, I would say, to get going is to recognize the events that happen. There's going to be things that you go, oh, yes, this is what I was looking for. I feel so good, and you have a great day. And then something happens, you go, well, I didn't expect this. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. And at that point, it's not the events that happen in life. It's the meaning that we attach to them. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, if I was to say to someone that was considering being an entrepreneur, then what is it you have to offer that is different than anybody else on the planet can offer? Anybody listening, you've had experiences that I haven't had. You can address someone's needs in a way that I could never do because of your unique experiences. So if we looked at everything that's happened in our life, every event up till now, even the things that we could say we've all had some traumas in life that are sometimes pretty bad. But we look at that. If all of that was God putting us through training academy, through a mentorship, it's life boot camp. It's life skills training. And if every experience you had made you better prepared to serve some niche group of people, who and what is it you have that's uniquely different, then you can focus on how much you could help other people make a difference. That's the thing that gets you through the hard times, I think. Not focusing on just the problems and what this means and whether I have to quit. But if I could, it's asking better quality questions. If I could get through this and be so much stronger and more stable as a result, what do I need to learn so it never happens again, right?
Mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And so it's the meaning we attach to those events. Okay, here's a test to see if I'm really committed. Watch and see, you know. And you show that kind of commitment that I'm here to stay, period. And that's the kind of thing that'll get you through. Those are the people that will make it, even when they go, I can't believe what he's gone through. That's probably a sign you should probably just get a job again. You know, I mean, I've heard this a bunch of times.
Of course.
I imagine you have too. And a lot of times family and friends are the ones, right, that actually are dissuading us somewhat because I think two reasons that go also with mindset. Number one, they care about us and they don't want us to have too big of dreams and then get disappointed and see us dash by our dreams. But the other part is sometimes it's interesting. If I actually become successful and do what I'm saying, then what would that mean about them?
Mm.
And so if it's possible to totally change, leave a career and a job and be an entrepreneur and make it and actually help people and have freedom. And, you know, I've gotten to travel the world now. I've been in Singapore and Sydney, Australia, and London,
wow,
and Amsterdam and Fiji. And I would have never done those things if I was still a firefighter and paramedic. And I taught in Germany. I've spoken at a World Congress in Alternative Medicine in Guatemala. And
wow,
I had opportunities that I never, that's not what I was trying for. I just wanted to have my own time and serve people in a way. This is the key. What do you have to offer? And I wanted so much to serve people with those skills that were uniquely mine. I wanted to live my, here's the bigger, even bigger chunk of that. I wanted to live the purpose God had me here for.
Yeah.
Not just do a job to fill a spot on the fire department roster. And so
correct,
that's when I felt, when I got out in nature alone with God in creation, with the creator in creation, I got clear about who I really am, why I'm really here. And I said, okay, this is it. And so from that perspective, now that was my mind. I was like, okay, now it's almost like I have to do this.
Yeah.
This is my purpose in life. And that's a whole different thing than if I said, well, here's a job. You know, I'd like to try to do this on my own. I heard webinars are a good way to make money. Maybe I can try that. I wonder what I could sell. I don't recommend doing entrepreneurship that way. Get clear about who you are, what you believe, what's your purpose, what's your unique skill set or knowledge base or something that you have to offer people. And if you get focused on those people and how their lives could be so much better, that'll drive you through all the hard times and help you celebrate even more in the good times.
Wow, Mr. Dennis. You know, and it's so true. Everything you said, I'm just like, I wanted to say yes, 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 but I didn't want to interrupt you because you were really giving it to us. And I hope my audience is listening, especially those who maybe you just started that entrepreneurship journey, or maybe you've hit a hard place or a rough place in your experience. Do not settle. And do not back out if that's not what God called you to do. Because it's so interesting. Everything you're saying is just the epitome. I mean, the insight that you just shared with our audience is the same insight that God gave me. Because there's many times people have said, why don't you go back to nursing because you make so much money, because you were able to build a house at a young age. Yes, I was able to gain those materialistic things, but then God said, there's something deeper in you. I'm not able to do the things that I do now, that I can go to events, that, you know, I can have the freedom, you know, if somebody needs something, this is part of my ministry. You know, ministry is not just in the church. Ministry is how you use your gifts and talents. And I posted this yesterday on Facebook. I said, you know, God wants to enlarge our territories. And it's not only by spiritual gifts that we will advance his kingdom. It's by also our earthly gifts and talents, because he doesn't give them to us just to allow us to be traditional, mundane, go through the motion of life. He wants us to be impactful in our community, our society, and whoever he brings along our journey. So I will get off my soapbox because you just really got me real fired up about that. And as you said about purpose, you know, I think it's one thing also that as you're living out your purpose, God will connect you with so many different people. And I'm so honored that you have come along in the journey and being a part of the Power Pack Success Coaching Program, where we'll be impacting the startup businesses and helping people to turn their passion into a profitable business. Because all of us, Raj and the other business coaches that we have coming along with us, have all come together and say, hey, we all have a passion to help others. We all have been through something in life. And instead of people reinventing the wheel, we want to help them jumpstart that. We want to help accelerate their experience and starting up their businesses. So as you have worked with so many different people in your past practices and also working now to work with entrepreneurs and executives, what do you think, besides the emotional point, what are some challenges? What are the major challenges you see them coming across? And then what are the major solutions that you would give for those challenges?
Well, I think two things. One is proper preparation. In a sense, I would say it's counting the cost. So you look at all the advantages and you look at what will it take. And that's what I mean by that is I go back to those six primary areas of life, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, financially, or career. An example that I can give real quickly is a coaching client I had a number of years ago. And he called me and said, I heard you're this great coach, I want to double my income this year. And this was about 4 years ago, which it wasn't an ideal time to say you want to double your income if you want to look at the economy as a factor. But he said, I heard you can make me a successful, you know, businessman with my goals. And so I said, well, there's a part of that that I don't make you successful, but if it's a congruent goal, then I'm probably one of the best resources you could have coaching you to take the actions to put in cause to create the effects you want. But it has to be a congruent goal. He said, oh, I can do this. I'm sure I'm, you know, manufacturing this and that. His product, his place in the industry, he was already well positioned. He would be the brand. Anybody trying to catch up wouldn't. I said, no, that's not what I mean. I said, even if you double your income and you're quote unquote successful, you may not be fulfilled. One of my statements I like to say is success is not fulfillment. Mm. So you could be successful financially and double your income, but if you don't see, he had a wife and two children. So that goes into, under the social, those six areas. What if you don't see the soccer game, dance recital, have dinner with your spouse? They don't know who dad is, even though he makes money for them. You know, or what if you eat junk food on the run, you don't sleep well at night, you skip the gym, and so you're unhealthy and you don't have any energy and you're in pain because you focus only on that one thing. So what? How do you – now, the ideal coaching would be, he said, so I shouldn't set such a high goal. I said, no. The ideal would be how do you maintain the ideal level of relationships, the spiritual life, the mental clarity and calmness? You know, how do you have a way of doing breathing exercises or a brief meditation in the morning to focus on the things that you want? How do you manage your emotions? During our event on the 24th, I'm going to show how you actually can trigger that off, like Pavlov ringing the bell. What if you could pick an emotion and you could be in that calm state so you can make decisions better? So counting the cost would be one of the biggest challenges. People don't look ahead and then things sort of, they get blindsided, so to speak. They didn't notice there's traffic and they're just zipping down the road. So you look and see what may be coming up, and preventatively you can make sure you handle those things so that everything goes smoothly. And each of those other five areas supports your entrepreneurship dream. And so part of that would also be if finances is a big part of it, which in our culture is at this point, in our economy and just collectively in that, then one of the other big challenges would be sometimes if people are listening and they say, well, I'm not ready to make that jump like you and just quit my job. And I'm saying, well, don't. But consider entrepreneurship. Start to build the side business in the evenings, on the weekends. And you build that until it's strong enough to support, and then the pressure's off. So there's ways to do it that we could coach you through so that you end up feeling comfortable all the way. And then you don't have this panic, you know, okay, never mind. And you just like the rabbit, run back in your hole and hide in your job. And then you give up on your dreams, and that would be really sad.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things that I could not imagine in hindsight. Staying where I was because of complacency, or staying where I was because that's what other people wanted for me. But in the interim, I think eventually, in order, when you're seeking to live out who you really are, there's going to come a point, and it's just like Robert Frost says in one of his poems, "The Road Less Traveled." You're going to be at a fork in the road, and the fork in the road is: do you continue living how you've always lived, or do you take the road less traveled? And whatever that is for people. Maybe it's entrepreneurship. Maybe it's something in your business. Maybe you're already an entrepreneur. Maybe you need to try a new venture or a new way of doing things. And it may not be the norm for your industry. It may not be the norm for even your business. But taking that road less traveled, you never know what the fruits will be along that journey. You never know the people you unpack. And that's why, you know, it's something when people tell other people what they should do with their lives, or they tell people, you know, do the traditional thing, get the job, work the 9-to-5, get the family, all those different things. That's fine if that's for you. But there's other people like myself and you who are, yes, we still may want all those other things, but when it comes to entrepreneurship, we're doing it because we have a purpose. And us being Christians, we're doing it because we know that God has called us to greater things, to impact this world and to do what we've able to give our gifts and talents to this world, and do it in a way that if we are not obedient to whatever those gifts or talents are, to our purpose, how are many other people able to do the same in this world? And then it's sad when I meet, especially women, since that seems to be my target audience, that I speak to them and they left everything behind for their family. you know, they couldn't finish something or they couldn't get the job or they couldn't go to school because they had to give up for their husband. They had to give up for their kids. And then they're 60, whether they got divorced or empty nesters, and then they say, I wish I should have, could have, but I didn't because of all these other things that came about. So as we are concluding this show, I want to say thank you so much because I really hope my audience listens to the simple fact the journey of entrepreneurship is not easy. The transition is not easy. But when you know your why and you wake up every morning with that in your mind, that is your fuel to the fire. That is your fuel to you pushing forward and going through every day what it is God has you on this earth. So as you tell us your experience and you gave us some great insight, what do you think is the best experience that you've had or insight you've gained up until now with all that you've been through and being an entrepreneur?
Well, if I would summarize it, is that you just gave a quote, and one that I like also, Henry David Thoreau said, most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. Mm. And if I would say, if there's anything from my experience, we're going to have ups and downs in life no matter what.
Correct.
So do your dream. Don't die with that song in you. Mm. Those lives of quiet desperation, that's average. And whoever's listening, there's probably something so much bigger and better in you. What if God could use you for greater purposes? What if there's people depending on you that look up to you right now? And instead of your life being a warning, it could be a great example. You know, and so that's what I get all excited. I feel like, oh, I want to preach it now. You know, that's entrepreneurship.
We got to bring it to part two, the preaching version.
Yeah, so I, if there's anything I could say, it's no matter what you go through, there's hardships, it's tough, but you know what, just having a job and having the routine of that and someone telling you where you can be for most of all day, every day, there's a hardship in that too. So I say, think what you dream of, think what God has you here for. What's your real purpose? If you're here to do something and God didn't take you away yet, then you're just purpose, because he didn't lose control. And think about what that is, who you could serve, and start to imagine how fulfilling it could be if you can touch other people's lives with your unique set of experiences, knowledge, and skills. And you focus on that, and that gets you moving in the right direction, whether you take a big step all at once or you gradually build, however you're secure with that. The other thing I would say is, I've done it consistently, is get coaching from somebody. Find a mentor, a friend. You don't have to pay for it. Find somebody that can... That can help you, that's been there and done that. Viola said it earlier, don't reinvent the wheel. Stand on the shoulders of giants that went before you.
Correct. And I want to give this disclaimer. I don't want people to think that we're bashing employees. We're not. We're not bashing employees. We're not bashing the 9-to-5ers. But we're saying, if God has called you to be an entrepreneur, God has called you for even greater things. If you got to stay in your 9-to-5 until your business gets going, do what you have to do, but do not settle for less. Do not settle for the mediocrity of life, because there is so much freedom. There is so much opportunities and possibilities that no one can tell you how much money you can make. No one can tell you when you can take vacations. No one can tell you when you have to come to work and when you don't. I mean, yes, you need to be disciplined as an entrepreneur, but yet there is that freedom that is on your turn. And, you know, I may never know what God will have me as on this entrepreneurship journey. There may be an opportunity. I may do a contract or a 9-to-5, a consultant. You know, whatever God has in store for me. But I tell you one thing, I'm living out my purpose no matter what. And I'm glad that God connected me to other people like Mr. Dennis and Ms. Raj Anderson and Donald Kelly and all these other people that we're meeting along this journey, that we each have a purpose. We each are committed to living it out. And on October 24, 2015, in Fort Lauderdale, the Power Pack Success Coaching Program is going to help startup businesses do just that. You will get so many different business coaches coming in and providing you so much valuable content in one-day intensive from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then from 5 to 7, we have a special event. And then afterwards, there's an opportunity, if you are really wanting to accelerate your entrepreneurship journey, then we have a coaching program that will be provided available on that day that you can enroll in to say, hey, you know, I'm really serious about this. I know I can't do it alone, or I would like to accelerate my experience. This is definitely the event to come to. And if you would like to contact Mr. Dennis and find out more about his great insight and experience working with Tony Robbins. He's a trainer. He's a neurolinguistic practitioner and all the other different skill sets he has. Please, Mr. Dennis, if you can give out your contact information.
Sure. That is wholelifehub.com. And if I was the hub for that, looking at all six areas, wholelifehub.com, and results at wholelifehub.com is the email.
Awesome. So once again, his email is results at wholelifehub.com. So if you want to connect with him, please don't hesitate to reach out. And he's on Facebook as well, and he's doing some awesome things. And I'm also delighted and honored and blessed to have him a part of our business coaches for the Power Path Success Coaching taking place here in Fort Lauderdale, October 24, 2015. If you want information, please check us out on Facebook. You can look me up, FayolaDelica, LLC.com, or also you can look up Power Path Success Coaching Program if you're on Facebook. And there's many, many more things coming out to really get the word out there about this upcoming event. Once again, we are so delighted. May you know that today is Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your time. But most of all, enjoy your life. My name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and we always have an awesome guest to pour something into you. So I hope you got something good today. And I want to thank you, Mr. Dennis Price, for being on the show today and taking time from your wonderful Friday afternoon here in South Florida to be on the radio show with us. May you all take care, be blessed, and also we want to give a quick moment of silence for the Marines who lost their lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as well as all the other recent shootings that have been taking place. We want to just give a quick moment of silence before we close the show today. I love being American. I love this great nation. May we continue to pray for our nation, our global leaders, and all those out there who are being affected by these various shootings, these various acts of violence, not only in America but around the world, and something needs to be done. But if God's people do not seek his face and not pray, then how is he able to use us in order to be the salt on this earth and to be the light in darkness and change this world? I'm once again honored to be an American. I love this nation. I love my heritage. And I say you all take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye now.